was provided as an educational service of the Medium Certification Program of the Forever Family Foundation. People are encouraged to realize that mediumship is not a precise two-way communication, nor can mediums command any particular spirit to come through at any given time. The Foundation does not endorse any individual medium. The purpose of the certification program is to determine, under controlled conditions, whether mediums can exhibit strong evidence of spirit communication without use of deception or fraud.
Welcome to Signs of Life, Exploring Survival of Consciousness, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation, on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name, the echo is haunting, the echo is always the same. I call your name, the echo is haunting, an echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Dori Malloy, and I'm your host for this evening, and we've got another great show for you tonight. We're always happy to be able to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, and we also love taking your questions as well. So give us a call here on the show. We're at 888-627-6008. And if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best possible reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski, and he'll be joining us in just a moment. First, we have a couple of quick updates. We do have a new webinar coming up on Wednesday, October 21st at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And this one is entitled Neuroimaging Studies with Mediums. And your host for that webinar will be Edward Kelly, Ph.D. And December is just a few months away now. We have our holiday raffle coming up on December 23rd. Now, that's only $5 for one raffle ticket, but that gives you five chances to win a reading with one of our certified mediums. And the mediums participating in this event are Lynn LeClaire, Bobby Allison, Dave Campbell, Amy Utzman, and Dustin Livers. So be sure to check that out as well. And for more information about all of our upcoming events, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show for this evening. As you know, it's Mediums and Messages, and on that note, let me introduce our guest for this evening. Our guest medium tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski, and not only is he one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but he's also a medical doctor and an ordained spiritualist minister. Neil's first experience with mediumship was at Lilydale, New York, and for those of you who may not be familiar with Lilydale, this is a spiritualist community in upstate New York, and it's one of several that are here in the United States. And that visit is what set Neil on the path of learning how to communicate with spirit. And we're always happy to have him back with us. Hi, Neil. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for that beautiful introduction.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's always great to have you back here. So before we chat a little bit about some of the things that you have coming up this October, next month, I just want to mention to our listeners that there are different kinds of mediums and that you practice physical mediumship. Could you just share a little bit about that with our listeners and just maybe explain how that might be a little bit different, perhaps, from other types of mediumship?
Sure. It's a lot different, actually.
Yeah.
Of course, spiritualism, the idea of mental mediumship, which is what most people are used to these days, we, as mediums, receive mental images in our minds or in our auditory system, and
right. It
gives evidence for, spirit loved ones, which we'll do tonight as a demonstration. However, physical mediumship is something where you're used as an instrument for the spirits to manifest physically so that everybody in the room sees things going on or hears voices. Now, in mental mediumship, a lot of times we like to give evidence that life continues, and the evidence comes from your loved ones. In physical mediumship, that can happen. The loved ones can come through and appear as a picture that everybody sees or as a voice that everybody can hear. But a lot of times it's simply a spirit team that manifests phenomena that everybody witnesses. Now, I personally would love to develop physical mediumship, but so far I've only gotten as far as what's called table levitation. So we have a group of people. It takes a long time to sit around a table. It starts to move. And then with our hands on top of the table will levitate off the floor and float around. And if you're interested in seeing what my group did, it took us 7 years to do it. You can go to YouTube. On the YouTube channel, there's Harmonic Fellowship of Light. And on that YouTube channel, there's several little film clips that we did with my seance group a few years ago, where you can see the table actually, with no tricks, levitate off the ground.
Yeah.
YouTube
channel name is Harmonics. What it say
Harmonic,
it again?
Harmonic Fellowship of Light. That was
Harmonic
of
Fellowship
group.
Of Light. Okay, so for any of our listeners, if you're interested in this, check that out because, you know, and I've seen some of this stuff also. Really pretty fascinating.
It is.
For
and
sure.
I invite physical mediums to my house. I don't do the physical mediumship myself, but I invite several physical mediums to my house to demonstrate things that can materialize out of thin air. For instance, little jewels can materialize out of thin air and be gifts to those who come to the seance.
So let's talk about that a little bit, because you had mentioned that for several days this October, you're going to be hosting someone special, a physical medium named Michael Shane. Do you want to tell us a little bit about him, what he's going to be doing?
Sure. Yes, Michael is spelled M-Y-C-H-A-E-L, Shane, S-H-A-N-E. He's a physical medium and has been doing this since he was a kid, actually. And the first, on October 9th, which is a Friday evening, I'm opening up to 13 people with social distancing for a seance. And we sit in complete darkness, which is needed for the spirits to manipulate physical matter. So Lady Nada, who is one of the Ascended Masters, will come through and speak through a trumpet, which is basically a cone. It's a seance trumpet.
Right.
It's a cone or like a megaphone where her voice will come through and speak to us. And she'll give each one of us a chance to ask a question, which will be answered from the viewpoint of Lady Nada and the Ascended Masters. So you can ask a question, and she'll give each one of us a turn during that time. After that, on Friday, there will be lighted room. After that, you will see apports be brought, small little jewels be brought from the Ascended Masters as gifts to whoever's attending. And so you get to take that home as a blessing and as an energized memento. Then on Saturday, he will channel through Chief Seattle, who will do a drumming. So he'll take the drum in the seance room and drum, and people are asked to bring their drums and drum along with them. And it's for healing of Mother Earth and for a healing service. So probably some Native American items will materialize in the room out of nowhere. So you'll be able to see that. And then on Sunday, Lady Susan, who's another Ascended Master, will come through. And each person will get a chance to sit in front of the seance cabinet. Lady Susan will materialize a sacred essential oil composed specifically for the person. And it's hard to materialize oil for the spirit, but you'll put a drop of oil in the person's hand, and then I'll add some grapeseed oil to extend it, and they can rub themselves as a healing oil, and that's going to happen on Sunday, October 11th. Now, he's also doing kind of like a tour. He lives in Seattle, but he's coming this way, and he's out this way. He'll also be in Erie, Pennsylvania the week before, Cleveland, Ohio the week before that, Detroit, and also Rochester, New York. One of those seances, he's going to turn because the Master Jesus, who is an ascended master, is going to come through, and he will turn water into wine.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't remember. I've seen this. I mean, I've seen this happen as a demonstration of spirit. It's amazing. Well, but Jesus said, these things and greater shall ye do, and actually he channels through to do it. So,
I think you've given our listeners a little bit of flavor here about how physical mediumship is very different. So you guys be sure to check that out. There's a lot of information about that online. But very fascinating. Best of luck with that. That sounds wonderful, what you have planned. It really does.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. So, Neil, we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we're going to speak more with Dr. Neil Zupkowski, and we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So stay with us, everyone. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
The CAMLAC Center is putting birth and death back together again. Aimed at changing the way we look at death, the CAMLAC Center was founded in 2002 as a publishing company and teaching center. When we know that there is nothing but life, we realize that birth and death are events in time and space. Our grief can open us to other dimensions of reality and allow us to experience our loved ones who are no longer in the physical body. Our events and products are based on personal experiences of survival of consciousness after physical death and decades of research into how death has influenced the development of our consciousness. Visit www.camlac.com, that's K-A-M-L-A-K.com, for articles, videos, books, and more to help you cope with the loss of a loved one. Does consciousness survive death? Can technology be used to interact with the deceased? Can hearing from the dead heal the living? At the Windbridge Institute, we are working to answer these and similar questions. Through our studies with certified research mediums, we are examining psychic abilities and communication with the other side, offering insights into the limitless nature of consciousness and unlocking the possibilities of our bodies, minds, and spirits. Be a part of it. Become a WindBridge member today. Please visit www.windbridge.org to learn more.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook could be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the ForeverFamilyFoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm Dori Malloy, your host for this evening. And if you're just joining us, our guest tonight is certified medium, Dr. Neil Zupkowski. So we're going to go to our phone lines now. And for those of you who are calling in, if we take your call on the air, we really like to hear your voice because this is how we get our connection to spirit, by hearing you. Just let us know if you'd like to have a mini reading with spirit, a connection with spirit, or maybe you have a question for us, and we love taking questions from you as well. All righty, Neil, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's get to our first caller. We have Tracy calling in from Long Island, New York. Are you with us, Tracy?
Yes, I am.
Hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading with Neil, or did you have a question?
A mini reading.
Okay, and try to speak up just a little bit so we can hear you loud enough, okay? I'm going to turn you over to Neil.
Thank you.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah. I'm very good, and as I'm coming in your vibration, I feel a few spirits around you, but one is supporting you, which feels like a grandmother on your father's side, and I'm seeing, I don't know whether she had red yarn or the color red, but I'm feeling like she loved the color red. Red is also a vitality color, so there's something about getting extra energy, or she had extra energy that she's sending to you. Does this make sense?
Yes, I do have a grandmother that passed on my father's side.
All right. And why is that? Why am I seeing the color red? That would be something significant with her.
I'm not sure because she did die before I was born.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know. Currently, I feel like she wants to give you physical energy as if you've been, tired or needing a boost, a shot in the arm, so to speak. And I feel her around you, sending you greetings. I also want to talk about your father. So is your father in spirit?
My father has passed, yes.
All right, because she comes in first. I don't know if you've heard from him before through mediums in spirit, but she seems to be the way shower, or in other words, she is here first. And then I felt the father's presence as well, giving you some support. Now, your grandmother on your father's side is giving you support physically for energy, but your father is giving you some support mentally, as if, he wants to express emotionally. I don't know if he was able to do this when he was alive because I feel it was difficult for him, but I want to express the emotion of emotional support for you. Would that make sense to you?
100%, because he never could do it physically here. But you knew internally he tried, but he's always with me. Since he passed, he's been gone 20 years, and I felt him from the day he left.
All right, because he's there. Your grandma gives the physical support. Your father gives the emotional support from the spirit side, which I felt he was not able to do because of many reasons. Part of it was his grandmother.
Yes, but it's true. It's true.
Yeah. I mean, because his grandmother is kind of making, the story. We don't have to share it here, but there was some family dynamic. So they're both talking about that. And
I don't know anything about my grandmother because she died before I was born, but I know there was a lot of dynamics there from what my father told me.
Yeah, exactly. And grandma was referring to it as well, and she's taking some responsibility for him being a bit emotionally distanced because of that. Anyway, so there's a lot of love from both of them, and they want to come through during this mini reading simply to clear the air and verify that, yes, you've gotten a lot of energy. It's making up for lost time is how they're putting it, all right? So I want to give you some support and love from your father and from your father's mother who you didn't know.
Yeah. Is there anybody else that's coming through? Because someone I lost recently very close to me.
Well, there's a female. I don't know. I get the letter M with this female that is around you. So there's someone, female vibration. She would have liked animals, I feel. So she wants to come and send greetings. She would have been... She would have died before her time, I feel. So
Oh, my God. It was my sister. She just died 3 years ago, and she died very suddenly.
Yeah, okay. This woman.
It wasn't her time. We all feel it wasn't her time.
No, she could have. She wasn't expecting that either. I mean, she was prepared to live to be a ripe old age, but she didn't. And
no.
Definitely around you. She was an animal lover, she's saying. She liked
yes,
animals.
She was an animal lover, you know, yes.
Nature, yeah. And she comes with that love of animals. As a matter of fact, she sends little signs that she's around you with, I don't know whether these are butterflies that I'm seeing, but there's certain, or hummingbirds, there's something flying by. But I want to say that she is showing signs that it's her with things that fly. So whether you see a feather floating down or a butterfly flying by, she's giving you these signs that she's around as well.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. She was the one I really wanted to know if she was going to come through tonight, because that's a difficult loss for my mom and me.
Yes, well, she's definitely around, and she's showing her presence with these things that are related to flight. So whether it's a feather, and little feathers I'm seeing, or a hummingbird, a little bird, or the butterflies, I feel all of those things are from her. She's trying different ways. Your mom might also notice them in different ways than you do. So share, you know, you can go and compare notes, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will, because I know with the rabbits, she comes around with rabbits.
Okay, well, that's quite possible, but the next step, she says, is things that fly. So just pay attention to that.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Tracy, thank you for calling into the show. I hope this helped just a tiny bit.
Yes, thank you very much, and have a nice night.
Oh, you too. Thank you. All righty, let's get to our next caller. We have Kathy calling in from Pennsylvania. Are you with us, Kathy?
I am. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, and welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading with Neil, or did you have a question?
A mini reading, please.
Okay.
Okay, Kathy, as I'm touching with you, I feel also the presence of a father figure in spirit. So I assume your father is in the spirit?
Yes.
All right. And would you, I felt somebody around about 15 minutes before 8 o'clock when the show began, and I felt a father vibration coming in and saying that his daughter was going to be calling in, and he loved to eat cookies. Would that be your father?
I get a cookie.
I'm snacking.
Yeah, I don't think he...
All right, well, anyway, All right, well, somebody is on hold on this, and maybe it was a person before that, but who's ever was loved cookies. So if it's not your father, somebody on this line is a cookie-holic. Anyway, so, but I feel your father here, and I want to say that at one time, wherever he was working, I feel I had to, there was grime, or there was a lot of grime around. Would that make sense?
No, he was a salesman.
Okay, pardon? He was a mailman, did you say?
A salesman.
A salesman, okay. All right, then I'm not with your... I want to bring through... Okay, then I'm with your father, but I have another gentleman here who would have been a hard worker, got his hands dirty is how he's putting it, and I'm known to your father, so it was either an uncle, like your father's brother, or somebody, or a grandfather, but I'm with a father's vibration, so I'm on your father's side of the family with another male who would have gotten his hands dirty, is how he's putting it. Did a lot of hard work, all right? And as he's coming, as your father, the both of them, they must have known each other, were close to each other because they're both coming together. They're saying that they're it's COVID, of course, but they're saying that you had some travel plans here that were put on hold because of all that, and I'm going back a few months with this. Does that make sense?
Nothing in particular. I mean, I wanted to do something over the summer, but I had nothing planned.
Well, I feel that there were something that was either travel plans or something were put on hold. Your dad's talking about this. So, but anyway, I'm aware that it is September already, isn't it? There's something that's being arranged here that involves leaving where you're at. In other words, social distancing is something that we want to do, but there's something where I'm allowing myself to either travel or do something that was put off. So just keep that in mind, because I feel strongly with that. There's also a grandmother here, and she's showing me yellow roses. So would And yellow roses are a symbol of education or learning. So there's love, and there's love of learning here. And I'm with a grandmother that would have encouraged you to do something with your learning. And I feel, again, your father is proud of something that you learned or are learning, if that makes any sense to you. Because I have learning or teaching vibrations around you at this point.
I'm a teacher.
You are? Okay, that makes sense. All right, well, there's something with teaching that's changing or making additions or however I want to put that, but I feel like I'm furthering my knowledge in some way, and I feel the teaching vibration around me, so it involves that. It might even be this travel thing. I'm not sure, but I want to say that your father is very proud of how you've done what you've done with teaching or furthering yourself in that area. And he also, would you have a brother living? Because I feel I want to say hello to a male that's close to you.
Yeah, I have two living brothers.
All right. Your father wants to say in particular, if one of the brothers is younger than you or it's the younger brother, I want to give him some support or encouragement. And you can do that too. And I think you know how. So please, on behalf of your father, give a little encouragement to the younger brother.
Okay.
Would you know why I would say that?
Not particularly, but that doesn't mean I won't find out.
Yeah, I don't know, but your father wants to say hello to your younger brother and give him some support in some way, so maybe you'll find out about that. Okay?
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay.
Alrighty.
Somebody is giving, father is giving your mother, I don't know if an anniversary or birthday is coming up, but your father is giving your, is showing flowers, and he's talking about your mother. So does that make any sense? He's giving me a poppy. I don't know. Poppy. It's not a rose. It's a poppy. I don't know what the symbolism of a poppy, unless he was in the, I don't know, poppies. What are they, army sign or something? What is this? Poppies.
Wizard of Oz.
Anyway,
I don't know anything about poppies.
Okay, we're running short on time on this, though. Okay. I think we're going to have to leave it there with you, Kathy. I hope this helped just a little bit.
Thank you so much. Have a great night.
Alrighty. You're welcome. You're welcome. Alrighty, we have time for another call. We have Denise calling in from New York. Are you with us, Denise?
I am. Hi, Doreen. Hi, Neil.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading?
Thank you. Yes, please. I would really love to have a mini reading.
Okay.
Okay, Denise. Your father wasn't the cookieholic, was he?
No, he wasn't.
Cookie lover. All right. What I'm being shown around you, somebody, and this is, let's see, there's several spirits here that are, but I'm trying to separate them out. There's a whole bunch of, I don't know if you do mediumship, but there's a lot of spirits around you. And they're telling me you yourself know this and know, they say, why are you getting a reading? You can give one. So I don't know, does that make sense?
I'm not really.
Okay,
I don't think I am.
They're saying you are. And then I'm seeing a daisy, and somebody's picking the petals. She loves me, she loves me not. And actually for you, it's he loves me not. So somebody is making a decision here, and I feel support from several ancestors in your family. Who is there? There's a female here. The letter S is significant with her name. Would you place that family relation? Female with the letter S that's significant for her name?
There was a Francis that I didn't know very well.
No, would you have, this feels like a sister to somebody. You won't.
I do have a sister on the other side. Her name is not with an S.
Okay, I think she was doing S for sister. I want to bring a sister vibration because it's closer in time to you than like a grandmother or something, although I do feel a grandmother around. As a matter of fact, who would have a step-grandmother or a grandmother through a second marriage? Would there be a second marriage there?
I have a sort of a step-grandmother.
Okay, because I want to bring a sister to you. I want to bring a grandmother who was not I mean, she would be considered a grandmother, but she wasn't really
Right, blood not blood related to me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So, but she really likes you. She's coming so close to you. She wants to send you a lot of love and caring. I want to say caring, because at one time you felt like nobody cared or nobody cared about something. So she's giving me that feeling, I care about you. All right, this grandmother who is really technically.
That actually makes a lot of sense, because she disconnected from my sister and I. Like, there was a silly family falling out, and then she had nothing to do with us. The kids had nothing to do with the falling out, but she then disconnected from my sister and myself. So it would make sense that she would say, like, no, I did care.
Yeah. Well, that's the feeling. It's like, I'm caring, and I don't want you to think I didn't care. Okay, so it was important for her to express that as she's coming in here. She says, and I really like you guys. So, you know, but it wasn't her doing entirely, and there's a whole story there. But she's coming with a lot of love and wants you to say that she is caring, she does care, and she's on the other side caring. And your sister was over there, and somebody, I think your grandmother, who cared, so she was greeted with open arms and joyfully. So there was some sadness around, or your sister was sad, something like that, but I felt on the passing a lot of joy from the spirits on the other side with open arms, if that makes sense to you.
Okay, yes, okay. It does.
Okay, all right. And then I'm with a male vibration also that wants to send greetings, and this would be either like a cousin or an uncle. The letter F I'm feeling is here associated with them in some way?
Yeah, no, not an F, but I do also have a cousin on the other side that I was close with.
Okay, he's coming through. But then there's another one, and the letter F, like Frank, it's not Frank, but...
You're going
like
to insist that I have... You're going to insist that I claim an F, but I don't have any F.
No, I'm sorry. No, that's fine. But, okay, so the cousin is here. I'm not with a close relation here, but I'm on your father's side, or I'm known to your father as a friend. And just remember, we talked about it, okay?
I'm taking notes, yes.
Okay, good. All right. So that is there. And what are they talking about? Happy trails to you, somebody says. Happy trails to you. So I don't know. I have to ask, do you have a child? Living.
No, I do not.
All right. Somebody is like, I don't know, a child, a male child close to you. If it's not yours, it's close to you. I want to say.
Well, my sister's son. I'm very close to my sister's son, but he's not a child. I mean, he's a young man.
Well, but here's where somebody said happy trails to you, and they were talking about a living male. So they're from the other side. Your ancestors are aware of this male who's close to you.
Okay.
And he is. Happy trails. I don't know if he likes to hike. Why would be talking about trails? But they want to say happy trails to you. And I'm feeling outdoors, and I'm feeling this like the spirits are sending greetings to this younger male that's close to you. Okay.
Okay.
So they want to say happy trails to you. So that'll make more sense, I think, in the next month or so. What that
okay,
means.
Got
okay.
It.
All right.
Thank you so much, Neil. Yeah. I appreciate
You're
it.
You're welcome.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Denise, for calling in.
Thank you, Doreen.
I hope this helped a little bit. You're welcome.
It did. Thank
you. You're welcome. All righty. Well, I think we're going to take a very quick break. And, you know, in the meantime, you might want to check out our website. We're at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back to our phone lines in just a couple of minutes. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HGH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
We all grieve in different ways, and let's face it, grief hurts. Losing a loved one is usually the hardest event we will ever face. We can throw our hands up and become hardened by our grief, or we can take positive steps to transform it. Love Knows No Death, a groundbreaking and powerful grief transformation method, can be what you've been looking for to provide some peace and understanding. It was created and written by medical doctor and professor Dr. Piero Calvi Perazzetti, and it's a combination of a self-help workbook and video course. The workbook has the power to lessen grief and foster significant healing, and has already helped countless people to not only lead productive lives, but to do so with the knowledge that they will indeed see their loved ones again. The workbook can be purchased for $19.95 on Amazon or on the foreverfamilyfoundation.org grief and loss page, where a digital version is also available for $9.95. Love knows no death. Truer words have never been spoken.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by Forever Family Foundation.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. Our guest tonight is Dr. Neil Zepkowski. And before we get back to him and to our phone lines, did you know that you can financially support the work of Forever Family Foundation, which is a 100% not-for-profit organization, without sending us a single penny? Here's how you can help. When you shop on the internet, think of us before you go to Amazon.com, and instead, go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org and just use the Amazon link to get to Amazon. There's a link on every page of our website, and if you add that one simple step to your shopping, a dollar percentage of everything that goes into your shopping cart will generate a donation from Amazon to us. And if you don't shop on Amazon, there's another way that you can help us, and this will also produce a donation to the Forever Family Foundation without you having to send us anything. Just visit iGive.com. Sign up with iGive. It's free. And just name Forever Family Foundation as the charity of your choice. And just like with Amazon, a portion of your spending results in a donation to the Forever Family Foundation. Once you set it up, every time you shop on the internet, iGive.com will automatically send us a donation whenever you shop in one of their more than 1,400 online stores. And these are places that you're already shopping in, like 1-800-Flowers, Expedia, QuickBooks, Sirius Radio, Weight Watchers, and many, many more. So go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, and please take a few moments when you shop to show us that you care. All right, we're going to get back to Dr. Neil Zepkowski and our phone lines. And so let's get to our next caller. We have Michelle calling in from New York. Are you with us, Michelle? Michelle?
Hello? Yes, I'm here.
Yes. Yes, hi, welcome to the show. Would you like to have a mini reading with Neil?
Yes, I would, please.
Okay.
Okay, Michelle, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay. Let's see. As I'm coming in your vibration here around you, I get a feeling of support from a younger male, your contemporary, that's in the spirit side, feel close to you. So I don't know if this male was like a brother or a very close friend, but I want to say hello from him. Would you know who I'm talking about here?
The only person I can think of would be my daughter's father.
All right. He's a contemporary of yours, so that would make sense. And he is around. He was, I don't know, he came as you were giving me your name. He came around kind of tentatively, but he wanted to be the first person to reach over to you. And he comes with, I don't want to get into too many details here, and you might know why, but he comes wanting to reassure you that he's like watching your daughter, because I feel there have been concerns on your part about your daughter. Would you know what I'm talking about here?
Concerns about my daughter.
Going with the proper people here. Does that make sense? I want to surround her with good people. Is how your father, the father of your daughter, is talking here. Anyway,
yes,
so
she's always around good people.
Okay, good. All right. Well, he's guarding her or watching her that continues to happen. Okay, so he wants to reassure you about that. He's also giving, again, I mentioned this before, but yellow flowers to me are the symbol of education. So he's giving yellow flowers as if she is smart and can encourage her to, they say a seed never will sprout and grow unless it pushes away its shell or its comfort zone. So there's something about getting out of the comfort zone for your daughter here where, you know, a little bit of a push out of her comfort zone makes her blossom or grow better, and I'm getting this feeling from him as he's coming in your vibration. I also have on your side of the family here a grandfather who really was fond of you. I feel you were fond, like you knew one of your grandfathers better. Would you know which one I'm talking about here?
The only one that I would have been fond of me would have been my great grandfather.
All right. Well, I get a grandfather's vibration that was fond of you. So grandfather, great-grandfather, they feel the same when you're reading. But I want to bring that person to you with, again, it's like I felt this earlier with somebody else, but I feel like I was on my own. And this great-grandfather wants to say yes in a way. It feels like that on the physical plane, but on the spirit plane, he is still there giving you love and support, if that makes sense to you. Can you place why I would say that to you?
Yes.
All right. So, and also, there's something coming up where I have a choice, and I don't know whether this involves what your daughter is schooling with or whatever. I don't even know how old she is, but I feel there's some choices that you make about schooling or something about. I see Zoom conferences, so I don't know if you're doing Zoom conferences. I mean, this is a telephone thing, but I'm just getting Zoom.
Yeah, she's doing virtual learning, remote learning from home, and she hates it. And she's a very smart child, so this totally makes sense.
All right. So there's an awareness on the great-grandfather's part, as well as some other people here who I get to if I have time, around that thing. And I don't know if there's been thoughts in your mind to change that or to actually homeschool, but it's feeling like I'm not sure if this is going to work, but there's something that's going to come up, and I'm with within the next month, which you'll see something better to do on getting your daughter's interest or involvement in some way. And it has to do with online learning or changing the channel on learning, something like this is what I'm feeling.
Okay.
So just keep aware of that. And I feel good with that. Now, I feel I want to say hello to your mom on this living. Is your mother living here? I'm with a female living older.
No, my mother is not. If you want to get technical, my mother's passed, but my grandmother is living, who is my mother. She raised me.
Okay, all right. Oh, well, that's interesting because there was that makes sense because I felt a female wanting to say hello to a mother figure. It's probably your mother then.
because I wanted to say that there's greetings and support for your grandmother, who is your mother. Okay, that was confusing, but I felt this.
Yeah, in my life is that.
All right, well, anyway, the woman in spirit who is younger than the person raising you, which must be your mother then, wanted to send
she
you
greetings.
She
was very young.
And, yeah, and she's sending you greetings and is glad that from her point of view, when she passed, she's glad that it worked out the way it did, because it wouldn't it was like touch and go for a while, and it wouldn't have necessarily worked out the way that it did, but she's glad that it did. Does that make sense?
It most certainly does.
It does. Okay. So anyway, yeah. I got a lot of love from this female that is being sent to you, and she's glad. She says, boy, that was a close one. So I don't know what that means with her, but it's like it's worked out. It's all come out in the wash, is how she's putting it, okay? She regrets that she wasn't able to be around more, and there were certain things that might have distracted her, as how I'm feeling it, but her energy and love is around you, okay? And so she wants you to know that.
Okay. I think we're going to leave it there. Thank you so much, Michelle, for calling in, and I hope this helped a tiny bit.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome. Have a great night. All righty, let's get to our next caller. We have Bridget calling in from New York. Are you with us, Bridget?
Yes, hi.
Hi, welcome to
Hello?
The show. Would you like a mini reading?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Okay, Bridget. Okay. Now, when you said you're from New York, I don't see you in the city. Are you actually in New York City, or is it the state?
No, the state.
It's the state. Okay, because I've... When you yep. said, somebody said New York, and somebody told me, oh, it's not the city. So what, whoever,
right.
I feel a father vibration here as I'm coming into you to speak with you. Would that make sense, your father being in the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. So the father, I don't know whether there was talk of going to New York City, but your father's glad you're not there, whatever that means. All right.
Okay.
So, somebody's calling me from Pittsburgh. Let me just climb that. Sorry about that. I'm on a cell phone. Okay, so anyway, father's here. He's glad you're not in the big city, as he put it, or in New York City, but he's glad you're in the state. And I don't know, it's like he's showing me movement, so he wants to talk about you made a decision to settle where you're settled, and he's happy about that. Would you know why he would say that?
I don't think so. I hope
right.
I'm not
well,
moving.
I don't know. I mean, he's talking about the city. He's glad you're not in the city, but he's glad you are where you're at. Okay, so that's how he's putting it. He's also saying hello to a younger male vibration who's living. So I don't know if you have a son or a younger brother, but your father wants to say greetings to that. Would that make sense?
Yes, I have two sons.
Two sons, okay. Now, the one, yes. He's showing me one son scratching his head. So so I don't know if there's questions that your son has or you have questions about your son, but there's something that is going to be resolved as far as that goes, because your father is showing me this. And there's some indecision which will be decided, if that makes sense. That's how I want to put it.
Yes.
The indecision that will
it
be
does.
Decided. Okay, and it's around one of your sons. Okay, I also have his mother, so that would be your grandmother on your father's side. Do you remember her?
Actually, I never met her.
All right.
I never met my dad.
Well,
I may have, but I was very, very young.
All right. So anyway, I get your father and then his mother. And there's a K sound. Now, I don't know if this is a grandmother or a great aunt, and I'm not sure whose side of the family, but I'm like with a K sound, like Catherine or something with a K, Karen, something with a K sound. Would you place that in?
Well, my grandma's maiden name was Kelly.
Kelly, okay, because I
Maybe
got a K
it.
And I wanted to go with a type of a grandmother feeling, and it was connected with a K sound. So I want to bring the Kelly grandmother to you. And you said you don't remember her?
Yeah, I was like one when she passed, or two,
all
one
right.
or
well,
two,
for
very
some
young.
Reason, she's close with your father. So your father came, and then this K sound came. I don't know. It's like I still must have something from hers. I don't know if she collected things, and you have a little souvenir from her or something, but I'm shown I'm showing that you must have something to connect with her.
Well, my two uncles both lived in the house their entire lives, and when they both passed, we were actually able to go into the house and get things of our grandma's. So I do have some of her things.
All right, all right. Yeah, the reason I'm feeling that and want to express that is she's glad you ended up with them. So you're connected with them, and I feel you yourself, I mentioned earlier with somebody else, but they're saying that you have, you can do like psychometry, like when you feel things, you feel vibrations off of objects. That's called psychometry, and you can feel the leftover memory, okay, with objects that you feel. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I want to acknowledge that as well. There's an M name. I don't. It's a female. It's not Mary. It's like May or Marlene or Marilyn. It's not an M name, but not Mary. Can you place that?
It's not my mom was Mary.
Was Mary? Did somebody else call? Well, yeah. Mom would be. But she had somebody else nicknamed her with a different M name, because I feel a mother feeling, but there's some M. And besides mom or Mary, somebody called her another name. I'm not sure.
I have an aunt named Marion.
Marion. Oh, wait, is that your mom's sister?
No, my dad's sister.
Dad's sister. Okay, because dad and grandma were here. All right, then it's, okay, mom is here, but she doesn't want to talk as much as Marion does. So I want to bring Marion to you as well. And Marion would have been, had some hard times in her life, but she got through it. And she's saying it all comes out in the wash is how she wants to put that. Oh, I brought your mother. Anyway, so mom's here, dad's here, your grandma's here, Marion's here. So all those people want to just give you some support, okay, and help with your son making that decision about your son. Okay, I'll leave those with you.
Great.
Anything else?
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bridget, thank you so much for calling in. I hope this helps.
Thank you.
All righty. So, you know, Neil, this hour goes so fast. We are almost out of time. But before we go, I wanted to ask you about something, and we kind of ran out of time earlier, and I didn't get a chance to. But I notice here there's a series of books called Through a Medium's Eyes, and there was a book written about you. Can you just tell us, just share that with us really quickly before we go, because we're just about out of time.
Sure. Through a Medium's Eyes is a series of little books, about 100 pages each book, written by Ruth Schilling, who is a very interesting person who takes Egyptian tours. And she decided to research mediums and write little things that help mediumship along. So she's interviewed four of us, I think, by now, and she's working on a fifth book, and I'm volume three. It's available on Amazon Smile to support Forever Family Foundation. A Kindle book is $2.99, and the paperback is, I think, $5.99 or something, and you can get it on Amazon.com. It's if you put my name, Neil Zepkowski, with an R on there, you'll find it on Amazon, and then you can buy it through Amazon Smile and support Forever Family Foundation at the same time.
That's
got a little
great.
Bit of insight how I developed mediumship and how I continue to do things. So yeah, it's kind of a neat little.
Yeah, that is kind of it. That's why I wanted to mention it, because it's really kind of an honor to have somebody write about you like that. So congratulations on that. Yeah, we'll have to look for that on the web as well. And believe it or not, we're just about out of time. But I do want to thank our guest, Dr. Neil Zepkowski, for joining us this evening. And Neil, if any of our listeners would like to contact you, is the best way to reach you through email, or is that best way to go?
Yes, the best way is to reach me through email, docneal, docneal, it's N-E-A-L, .com. At Mac, at Mac.
At Mac.com. Docneal at Mac.com. Got it. All righty. Well, we certainly would like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight, and we do hope that each and every one of you finds your way to healing. Be sure to check out our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. I'm Doreen Malloy. If you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on the web at DoreenMalloy.com. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish all of you a wonderful evening. And always remember, your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day, science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.